The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then I can offer everyone a little bit more formal or welcome. So those of you here, thank you for coming. I don't know if it took a little bit of bravery to come, but if it not so much. And it's wonderful to have you. And having, you know, it's a limited numbers coming, and I see you all as representing the wider community of who you are. So maybe you just think you're coming as yourself, but in my eyes, you come as a representative of a community that's actually grown. And in a sense, this large number of people have been watching online is part of our community now. It's expanded. And so I appreciate those of you who are online that you're here, and hopefully the transition to doing live is harmonious enough for you, and you'll put online people, and maybe you'll consider that the people who are here, it's about 25 people here, that they are kind of representing you as well, just a sense of that there are embodied people out there in this world, after all. And here you are. So thank you for coming. So we'll meditate, and so if you would give some loving care to your meditation posture. And the loving care is not only to be comfortable, but there's something about love or care that you want to sit in such a way that there's a potential for a greater aliveness, a greater attentiveness that's embodied. And so for some people, that means sitting up a teeny bit straighter than you normally would. And maybe sitting up a little bit more, and so that the chest can be a little bit more open. And so if you take a few deep breaths, there's more room in the chest for the lungs to expand. And so to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to settle in, to relax. And part of the function of attention to posture, attention to deeper breathing, is to connect to the embodied aspect of mindfulness. Sometimes I wish we had translated the word sati not as mindfulness, prioritizing the mind, but to bodyfulness. And so to whatever degree that's available to you, to spend a few moments here becoming embodied, connected to your body. And then gently letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhales, continue this process of embodiment by relaxing into your body and letting your body relax into itself. Perhaps you can soften and relax the face. The forehead. Around the eyes and jaw. Exhaling and relaxing the shoulders. Letting the shoulders settle back into the body rather than maybe being lifted. And when you relax and soften your belly, maybe feeling the weight of your body settling into the pull of gravity, settling your body, your belly, more deeply into the bottom of your torso. And one way that people become disembodied is through a lot of thinking. But a lot of thinking often has an embodied quality. There can be physical tension or pressure, agitation associated with that thinking. It might be on the forehead, in the brain, sometimes in the jaws or the shoulders, even the hands sometimes can be slightly tense. And if you're able to recognize the physical effect of thinking a lot, perhaps on the exhale, you can relax that tension, pressure. In a sense, relaxing. And one more time, kind of coming back into your body more fully. And then keeping a tether of attention, a connection to the physicality of the body breathing, a gentle connection to how the body experiences breathing. And as long as you can stay connected to the physicality of breathing, the movements of the breath, maybe you don't have to worry so much about what thinking you have, especially if the thinking is in the background and not interfering. And if thinking does interfere, maybe relaxing the thinking muscle. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to mention that I find sometimes that meditation feels like being turned inside out. Sometimes to a minor degree, sometimes to a great degree. That as we become more settled here in our bodies, in our experience, with maybe a kind of inner stability or calm, sometimes there can be a greater sensitivity. So then when we turn our attention outwards towards the world, we feel and sense or perceive that world with that deeper sensitivity. And hopefully with that deeper stability, openness. And as we get turned inside out and we turn our sensitivity, our calm, our stability, to bring to mind the people in our lives, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, across the lands, and if there's no obligation to be caring for them or be compassionate, is there some kind of care, goodwill, however small, that flows from that inner sensitivity when we perceive people from a place of stability and calm? And if there is some goodwill, some care that seems to flow from the embodiment or the calmness or the subtleness, perhaps these following words can help you feel more connected to it. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may acting on this care for the others contribute to your own freedom and happiness. May you care for the world and for others in a way that cultivates well-being, welfare, and freedom for yourself. May all of us contribute to each other's happiness and freedom.